Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury approving the first charges and investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. election, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win that election. Mueller also is examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
Mueller probe also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's grid power knocked out by Hurricane Maria recently. Among the details of the contract attracting attention are the pay rates about five times higher than what is normal in Puerto Rico. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded less than a week after the hurricane to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana, in the hometown of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Zinke has denied any role in the issuance of that contract. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities by Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualifies as ethnic cleansing, members of Congress trying to pressure Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on the issue. More than 600,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar for Bangladesh. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the U.S. will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. In Seoul, South Korea today, Mattis said the Pyongyang's aggressive nuclear and missile development programs are undermining the North's security instead of securing it. And on the DMZ, Mattis spoke with reporters about the relationship between South Korea and the U.S.
It is an alliance designed to ensure peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and the strongest military defense of our shared democratic values.
Mattis also warned the North that its military is no match for the military might of the U.S. and South Korea alliance. Catalan Parliament in Barcelona has voted for independence from Spain by approving a resolution to convene a constitutional assembly to form a sovereign republic. Resolution to secede from Spain was drafted and presented by the more radical separatist factions of the regional coalition headed by Catalonia President Carlos Puigdemont. Spain's ruling center-right party, Popular Party, with the mainstream opposition socialists boycotted that session in Barcelona. Meantime, Spain's Senate is imposing direct rule on Catalonia, officially authorizing Spain's central government to suspend Catalonia's authorities and take over the region's administration. Australia's deputy prime minister has been disqualified from parliament because he was a dual national at the time of the last election. A court has ruled that four other politicians were also wrongly elected because they held British, New Zealand, and Canadian citizenship. We get more on the story now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
Ignorance has proved to be no defence in the case of five members of Australia's so-called Citizenship Seven. All had said at the time of last year's election they didn't know they were dual nationals, which is banned in the Constitution. The most notable casualty is Barnaby Joyce, the Deputy Prime Minister. His disqualification has cost the centre-right government its one-seat majority in Australia's lower house of parliament. He's renounced his New Zealand citizenship and will now face a by-election, which he's expected to win. Among the other leading parliamentarians to be disqualified was Fiona Nash, the deputy leader of the National Party, the junior partner in Australia's coalition government. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And for more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.